Today we continue with lesson number 14 in our study of Mishnayos Meseches Nozir. And today we will be continuing in the fourth perek, the second and third Mishnah, Mishnah Beis and Gimel of Perek Dalet. Mishnah Beis is really a simple continuation of Mishnah Aleph. Hareini Nozir. If a husband says, I am hereby committing myself to being a Nozir, and then turns to his wife and says, Viat, how about you, lovely lady? What do you say about this? Do you want to be a Nazira as I will be a Nozir? Viomra Amen, and she says, Amen, yes, I'll do so. Meferes Shelo, he has the power to nullify her neder, because he didn't tell her to be a Nazira, but rather he asked her, does she want to be a Nazira? So therefore, her Nazirus is her own idea. He is not ratifying it. He's only asking her, does she want to be? And if she says yes, he can say, too bad, I will be made for your Nazirus. Vishelo Kayon. But his Nazirus stands, because the hafara he issued against his wife does not affect his Nazirus. Suppose the woman says, Hareini Nazira, I am about to be a Nazira. And she turns to her husband and says, Viato, how about you? Do you want to be a Nazir as I am a Nazira? The Omar Omein, and he said, yes, I do, Omein. Eino Yochel Hafer. At this point, he can no longer nullify and be mefer her Nazirus. Why? Because by saying Omein, it's as if he said to her, good idea, you're a Nazir, and me too. Once he says, good idea, you're a Nazir, that's Kiyum. He was Mekayim her Nazirus. He confirmed her Nazirus. And once there is a Kiyum, there can no longer be a hafora. Mishnah Gimel is very interesting and requires a bit of background. Violating a nazirus, becoming tomei if you're a nazir, drinking wine if you're a nazir, taking a haircut if you're a nazir or a nazira, applies to both men and women, is subject to malchus. Like any other lo sa'aseh, you violate a lo sa'aseh in the Torah, you get malchus. Malchus means stripes, lashes. 40 minus 1, 30 lashes. And, as we will learn one day when we study Mishnayos Makos, there are specific rules as to how these lashes are administered. But it's no small stuff. It's 39 lashes. In certain situations where there is no Isur Torah, no Torah, no biblical Doraisa prohibition, but merely a Drabonon prohibition, there's another type of punishment called Makos Mardus. Stripes or lashes which are administered to one who is rebellious against the words of the rabbis, the Chachomim. There are various opinions as to what the difference is between the Torah's Malchus, Malchus Arboim, and the Rabbonon's Malchus of Makas Mardus. There are those who say that the Chachomim was stricter with Makas Mardus than the Malchus Shel Torah. And therefore, some of the rules limiting the force of the 39 Makos are not in effect. And we don't limit the force. And the Chachamim's Makos Mardus is even worse or more painful or more numerous than the Torah's Malchus. Others say that Makos Mardus is Achet Teitze Nafsho, that you beat the person up until he agrees to do what he's supposed to do. And some say that Makos Mardus is a more lenient form of Malchus, not as strong, not as powerful, not as painful, not subject to the same stringencies. Be that as it may, there is a distinction between Malchus Arboim in HaTorah and Makos Mardus, which is merely Midrabon. Ha'isha shenodra banozir. If a woman made a neder to be a nozir, or more exactly, a nazira, a female nozir. For ha'isha shoso bayayin umitama olam mesim. And she willingly, knowingly, intentionally, purposely drank wine, or became tomei lemeis, harezo sofeges esor aboim. She receives the 40 lashes. She violated a losa, say, a negative prohibition in the Torah, and therefore she is subject to malchus. Now, suppose hefer lo balo. Her husband nullified her nazirus. Vihi lo yoda'o shehefe lo bala. She didn't know about it. Her husband is downtown, and he hears that his wife became a nazira. And he says, Mufala, mufala, mufala. I am hereby nullifying that nazirus. And she, unknowingly, she still thinks she's a nazira. And in spite of the fact that she thinks she's a nazira, she drinks wine and is metama lameisim. For hoisa shoso bayayin umitama lameisim. Eina sofeges eso arboim. She does not receive the 40 lashes because technically, halachically, she's not a nazira. She thinks she's a nazira. She thinks she's doing a rebellious, irreligious, maybe even blasphemous act, but she's not really doing so. So therefore, she's off the hook entirely. Rabbi Yehuda objects, and he says, "Im eina sofeges es arboim, tispog makas mardus." Sure, we can't give her the deoraisa malchus because technically she's not a nazira. Her husband issued a hafora, but she thinks she's violating the Torah. She certainly is a rebellious woman, and as such, should be subject to the derabbanon makos, to makos mardus, which comes for a person for the act of rebelling. Interestingly enough, even though it would seem, certainly the way I taught you this Mishnah just now, this is a machlokes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, and we should probably rule like the Tanakama against Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore say that she is off the hook completely. The Rambam rules like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam understands that Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing with the Tanakama, he is explaining the Tanakama. Tanakama says, Eina sofeges eso arboim. She doesn't get the d'oraisa 40 lashes or 39 lashes. And he stops there. Rabbi Yehuda simply clarifies what the Tanakama said and says, yes, she doesn't get the 40, but she does get makos mardus, which according to some is even worse than the malchus arboim. And so we have finished Mishnah number 14. Lesson number 14, Mishnah number 3.